The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Facebook, Amazon, Netflix, Google. What makes them industry giants? Get ready to take a peek inside and learn their secrets of success. This is Silicon Valley Insider, the show that demystifies the Valley and helps to elevate your business to the next level. Now, your hosts for Silicon Valley Insider, Keith Koo and Jonathan Ziegler.
Welcome to Silicon Valley Insider. I'm your host, Keith Koo, and today I'm joined by cybersecurity expert and very special guest, Nir Geist, who is the founder and CTO of Neutron, a next-generation cybersecurity company. We had Nir on our show, Equifax, It Could Have Been Prevented, several months back, and I'm just really happy to have Nir back today to talk about what's in the news, which are these major, well, there's actually some discussion whether it's a flaw or whether it's operating as designed, but there's a major, major issue in all modern era computers called Meltdown and Spectre. In last week's show, Jonathan and I had talked about protections and predictions. We had said that 2017 would definitely be known as the year of the data breach. But 2018, Nir, is my prediction that it's going to be known as the year of hardware vulnerabilities. First, wanted to give you some background on Nir. As we discussed on our show, Equifax Could Have Been Prevented, Nir was a child prodigy in cybersecurity, allegedly hacking into his country's systems at a very, very early age. And so therefore, as very common in these situations, they invited Nir to work with them. And through that time, Nir started a couple of companies, and now with Neutron, they have this next generation cybersecurity solution. Welcome,
hey,
Nir.
Hey, Keith. How you doing?
Good.
Thanks for having me today.
So right before we get back to Nir, Meltdown and Spectre, otherwise known as the Chipocalypse, already being articles written on them. What exactly is that? And I'll tell you, it's two separate but related flaws. And a lot of information is going out, whether it's an Intel flaw or whether it's a chip flaw. And the answer is that definitely something is inherently risky in computers of today. Computers have brains called CPUs, more commonly known as central processing units. And those designs have been around, at first they said 10 years, and now they've said 20 years. All those things have been architected in a way that is supposed to speed up performance. So computers get faster and faster every year. Well, what's happened is, in order for the chips to get faster and faster, they've been taking what's called a speculation algorithm. Nir, did you want to explain what the speculation algorithm is?
So basically, what we've seen with Chipocalypse, and I just want to first comment in on your first question about what is Chipocalypse at all. Doesn't matter if they say it was there for 10 years or 20 years. If it's there for 20 years, for sure, it's the worst thing we've seen in cybersecurity for the last 20 years. I believe maybe it's the worst thing we've seen since ever. I mean, there are many types of vulnerabilities. This type of vulnerability is really one of the worst we've seen. I mean, it's something that can cause a huge, huge problem. And we all should be happy that this thing is being revealed and by good researchers, although we can't tell if any kind of enemy ever used that. There's no way to tell that. So get back to the vulnerability itself. We are looking at a vulnerability that actually allows the attacker to get almost anything from the kernel memory, from the deepest memory of our operating system. Without getting into too technical details, the problem with this vulnerability is that using just very, very simple operations with the CPU, nothing bad, I mean, very, very basic operations, you can get access to this forbidden memory. The memory that you shouldn't have any access to, definitely not using such a simple technical way. I think that the worst thing about that at the end of the day is, and that's what we should discuss and ask ourselves, is why no one, no vendor, no security expert is talking about that.
Yeah, that is an excellent point that you made. So why isn't it that cybersecurity experts are talking about that this inherent vulnerability that's been around, again, to your point, doesn't matter if it's 10 years or 20 years, why aren't those points being made? So credit where credit's due. As Nir mentioned, there was a group of researchers collectively from Google, the University of Graz, and other cybersecurity experts, and they released findings. And where this gets interesting, Nir, is that Intel, for instance, said that this has been a flaw that was revealed to them in the last 2 months. There are different types of groups, different types of people who've said that this has persisted a lot longer. And why we're mentioning it this, when the headlines broke last week, it was Intel has a major flaw. And then Intel responded with, well, no, our chip is operating as designed. And not only that, it affects the entire industry. And that's why it's important to understand that when I used to develop software, we often called software bugs as features.
So that's the point. Their chip is working as designed, and that's the problem, right? Because it was designed wrong, and that's the point.
Yeah, it was designed 20 years ago, and it was designed wrong. And I think a lot of times people lose what we say tribal knowledge, how something became to be. And so when people were trying to increase performance on these chips, they started using this very important point you made about hidden memory. So we've talked about in previous episodes, our first episode with you, Nir, that $90 billion is being spent today on what we call endpoint security. And then when we had the CEO of PolySwarm, Steve Bassion, a few weeks back, we said that the prediction is that by 2020, we're going to be spending $200 billion in endpoint security. But with all this money being spent, this is a hardware problem, not a software problem.
Well, the way I see it, hardware and software eventually work together. And there is, so you can't completely say it's, while Intel is saying it's a hardware problem, the vendors cannot, actually they can't come and say, hey, it's not our problem, it's a hardware problem. No, you buy a security solution, whether it resides, on your application layer or hardware layer eventually. These security solutions out there, they promise you to protect you, and they never said, no, we won't protect you if the problem is Intel's problem, if the problem is in the CPU. No, all problems are actually coming down to the CPU at the end of the day. That's something that people don't understand.
Right.
So I expect the cybersecurity vendors to provide you a solution with no exceptions.
So that's where today's show is really going to be focused on, or what are the potential solutions? I know there's a lot of fear right now. This type of problem is all-encompassing. It affects consumers, businesses, and cloud service providers, all similar but all a little bit different, which we'll get back into. Also, we'll be discussing near your view on this negative issue and how we can make it into a positive, where some of the approaches involved there, what Neotron does with their Paranoid platform, and just other things that people should be thinking about in terms of a solution. I know it's a scary thing. It's all over the news right now. If you have questions or comments, feel free to give our consulting firm, Guardian Insight, a call for a risk assessment or a consultation for your business. We can be reached at 1-888-828-SVIN or 1-888-828-7846. Also, we wanted to mention that we will be at the Programmatic Disrupt Forum January 25th and 26th in San Francisco, as well as the World Crypto Economic Forum January 15th and 16th in South San Francisco. You can find out more information back on our website, svin.biz. That's svin.biz. We'll be right back with Nir.
For questions or comments on today's program, call 1-888-828-7846. That's 888-828-SVIN. Now, back to Silicon Valley Insider. Once again, your hosts, Keith Koo and Jonathan Ziegler.
Welcome back to Silicon Valley Insider. I'm your host, Keith Koo, and I have a special guest, Nir Geist of Neotron, in the studio with me today. In our last segment, we were talking about the what's in the news today, which is the Meltdown Inspector. Whether it's a flaw or whether it's a design feature, it's bad. It affects nearly all modern-day computers, whether it's a laptop, computer, server, cell phone, you name it. The thing, Nir, I heard was that it doesn't affect Raspberry Pis, and that's about it.
Yeah, Raspberry Pis depends on what really they're running on, but I would say every computerized system, actually.
So this term, Meltdown Inspector, is also being known colloquially as Chipocalypse, Chipocalypse Now for some. And there's a lot of negative news about the impact, the potential for risk. I think we should also help folks out understanding that there are positive things that they can do. So, Nir, why don't we talk about the negatives and then the positives of what people are looking at?
Yeah, that's a great question. So basically, I think the entire problem starts with the basic approach to cybersecurity of maybe all solutions out there. And the problem comes down to what I love to call negative security model. And people have to understand today that most security solutions, and by saying most, I mean maybe all of them, they are actually based on enumerating bad. They are based on lists of what's bad out there. We have many vendors out there that are looking for all the malwares, all the vulnerabilities, all the flaws, and they try to actually list them. The problem is that these things are infinite. You can't really list all the bad things out there. So today we have this flaw. Tomorrow there will be a patch. There is already a patch, though this is too complicated to really patch. So at the same time, when Microsoft advises you to patch your system, they also advises you not to until you talk to your security vendors. And we all already see a blue screen apocalypse, if you want. it becomes a big problem.
Yeah, let's get back to that. So
yeah, sorry. Yeah, so you're absolutely right. All these vendors out there are trying to list all the bad things out there, and they're infinite. Once we will be gone with, with the Chipocalypse, there will be a new Chipocalypse tomorrow. I promise you.
Yeah.
And then we will need to again look for a patch, and that's the problem with negative security model. We are looking for the bad things in the world, which are infinite. What I suggest at the end of the day is to try to do things completely the opposite. And that's what I love to call positive security model. By saying positive security model, I'm literally talking about the opposite. Let's try to list the good things instead of the bad things. Because what I revealed, actually, and that's a new discovery, is that while the bad is infinite, the good is actually finite. And that's the big finding in here, and people are not talking about that enough.
No, that's a great point. So, Nir, you just did a great playback of what traditional antivirus endpoint protection is, the negative or bad security model, which means that we're looking for detecting and stopping all these threats, which we've talked over and over again, no matter whether we're spending $90 billion as an industry today and $200 billion by 2020, there are new breaches and vulnerabilities on a daily basis. Positive, your company's model is really about protecting what's good. And we've talked about, really, it should be two sides of a coin. You still need your traditional antivirus. You still need your traditional protection from malware. But this is really another layer of security.
So definitely, security will always be a game of layers. If you can stop something at the gate, then it's great. You should do that. Even if that gate is not the best gate, even if that's not the best solution and not the best philosophy, if you can, you should stop it as early as possible. But we all have to acknowledge that at the end of the day, things will come in. The hacker will hack the gate. He will come in. Then what you do? And by trying to identify all hackers around the world, you will never be able to do that. You will never be able to protect by listing all the good, all the bad stuff out there. Then what I suggest is stop focusing on creating lists of all the bad guys, because you can't. You can't list all the bad guys. Start researching how things should happen normatively in your house, in your computer, you know, and map these things, because these things are finite, and that's the right way to secure anything.
Yeah, this brings up two good points. I want to follow back up because people might not know what a patch is. They should. Patching is just simply taking on the newest update to an operating system, to a software, to an application. So you're running Microsoft or you're running a Mac. Because of the security flaws from last week, both vendors have put out patches, which are upgrades to your system, fixes, to close off these vulnerabilities. And that's what Nir was referring to in the negative security model, which is everyone's always trying to keep up to date with the latest. And you're only as good as the vendor, the cybersecurity vendor, the antivirus vendor, patching their solutions so that you can be up to date. In the positive security model, we're entering in what some folks in the industry refer to as artificial intelligence or machine learning, how to look at behaviors people are doing or how systems react to each other. But really simply, it's that if you know how something is supposed to occur, and in banking we talk about why we always want procedures and policies before we actually have a system. If you can manually do something and do it over and over again, you're good. But the problem with today is computers are much faster than humans. So humans can't keep up with that. But I see that's where your solution is, Nir.
That's correct. That's correct. If you think about it, the ways to hack a computer and delete a file are infinite. I mean, you can hack a computer and get to a point that you can delete a file in practically infinite number of ways. But if you think about it, deleting a file legitimately, if you want to delete a file, the ways to do that are actually, again, very limited. So by mapping these ways of doing things, the good ways to do things, you can completely secure the computer almost against anything. And that's why we suggest with the positive security model.
Right. Neutron is able to protect companies in this fashion. They're able to look at what you want to secure and make sure that it's protected using these analytics, knowing exactly how that file should be and what are the behaviors involved in really trying to delete that asset or not. And I think when you listen as a consumer or as a company or as a cloud service provider, you're really open to another layer of security. So if you have questions, you should call us at 1-888-828-SVIN.biz and schedule a consultation or a risk assessment. Because when we talked about patching before, as much as that's the first and best announcement by all the vendors to keep yourself secure, there's a lot of issues. You just mentioned the blue screen of death. So for Windows users, blue screen of death is when your computer suddenly goes blue and you don't know why. Well, this is like that point where the cure is almost a poison in the medical terms, because you're rushing to apply this patch, but you don't know whether or not it operates with any of your existing software. Our firm, Guardian Insight Group, we can come in and do an assessment for your business of whether a patch before you apply it is safe or not, and also whether you are vulnerable to these types of attacks. Nir, does Neutron yet have a consumer product?
So we don't have a consumer product yet, but we are definitely considering working on it. And at the same time, would love to help any size of organization to not just to protect against such flows, but also against future flows, which is actually more important.
Yeah, I mean, I think consumers will be clamoring for what you're doing with businesses today. So again, if you want to get more information, call us at 1-888-828-SVIN or 1-888-828-7846 or see us at svin.biz. That's svin.biz, and we'll be right back with Nir.
For questions or comments on today's program, call 1-888-828-7846. That's 888-828-SVIN. Now, back to Silicon Valley Insider. Once again, your hosts, Keith Koo and Jonathan Ziegler.
And welcome back to Silicon Valley Insider. I'm your host, Keith Koo, with special guest cybersecurity expert Nir Geist from Neutron. Nir, again, is the CTO and founder of this next-generation cybersecurity company. And in our last segments, we talked about the Meltdown and Spectre flaws that's all in the news, whether it's an Intel flaw, whether it's an Intel design feature, or all the other chip makers. It is something that's not going away. We talked about how it's been lying dormant for about 20 years. It affects all modern-day computers, such as laptops, servers, cell phones, mobile phones. This is really big. And Nir, when we ended the last segment, we talked about how traditional endpoint security and solutions have been focused around what we say are the negative aspects or the negative approach, and how a positive approach like Neutron is needed because these threats, to your point, are not going away. The Meltdown and Spectre flaws, I'll call them flaws, are hardware-based, chip-based, and those things don't get fixed overnight. In fact, most people say there won't be a fix for 2 to 7 years. It's going to be an entire re-architecture of all chips.
And that's correct. I mean, solving this problem won't be easy, not just because it's a hardware problem, because when there is a flaw that is so wide, when, you know, it's all over, it takes time for people to hear about it, to deploy the patch or whatever solution it is. Some sensitive organizations, which is a little bit ironical, you know, it's just the more sensitive organizations are, the more time it takes them to deploy patches. They don't want to change their systems. That's why solving the problem will take a lot of time, and it's going to stay with us for years. I completely agree with that. I think, again, the problem that we have to discuss is how organizations should protect themselves against the next flaw, against the next vulnerability. Because the nature of cybersecurity today is to solve yesterday's problem, and that's where everything begins. The way that negative security model works is based on knowing the threat, based on knowing the vulnerability, and then develop a solution. And that's not how you can protect against threats when they are invented daily, hourly, if you want.
So Nir, your solution for Neutron has started off with enterprise customers, large customers, solving for their need to protect their assets. What was the approach behind that? How did you start that solution and process?
So the whole idea of Neutron started with that exact question that I've just raised. How can you protect tomorrow's threat? How can you create a system that is agnostic to the threat? And that's what we call threat agnostic defense. As I mentioned about negative security models, they cannot help you with solving such threats. Even the best antiviruses out there, they are only efficient against variants of already known threats. That's what the next-gen antiviruses do. What we are doing at Neutron is to completely disconnect the solution from the problem. That's the only way to solve tomorrow's threats. You need a system that isn't familiar with any threat, but at the same time can detect all of them. So what we are doing at Neutron, and I love to call it the exact opposite of everyone else, because that's exactly what we do. We have nothing to do with threats. We have nothing to do with vulnerabilities. We did not, in fact, spend even a second looking at Meltdown or Spectre because we don't need to. All we do is, as I said, the exact opposite. We have a small group of people that will always remain small because we don't need to know all the threats. And all these people are doing is to learn how a computer should work legitimately. And this way, by mapping the legitimate behavior of a computer, like we've discussed in the previous part of the show, when you know how things should happen, the bad things, like deleting a file, you know, one way to delete a file legitimately will be to take your mouse, point in a file, right-click it, delete. That's a legitimate way of deleting a file. At Neutron, for the first time ever, we've mapped all these ways of not just deleting a file, but creating files, changing files. By knowing all this, we simply don't care if this is a hardware-based vulnerability or any other type of vulnerability. We will protect you not just against the current vulnerabilities, but even the future ones that we don't know. And that's positive security model that provides you with a completely threat-agnostic solution.
Now, that's a great, great description. I mentioned this over and over again on our show. We come out of a risk management background. In banking, we call risk management, we have three lines of defense. First line of defense are the people who are doing the activity, doing the work, your customers, the vendors. And second line of defense is where my expertise is in, which is overseeing, making sure that the right things are done the right way. So policies and procedures. We just talked about that in the last segment. And that's what I see even in your own marketing. That's what Neutron is, right? People are thinking, are you another antivirus? No. Antivirus is definitely necessary. It's very important, but it can't capture everything. Your system is the overseer that all those things that are supposed to happen are actually happening, including that your antivirus is working. And that's the really great thing here, is that you're the second line of defense.
That's true. That's correct. And the most important thing, and as I said, and we said at the last segment, security is and will always be a game of layers. What's really important for you, the chief information security officer, is to be aware of what's the actual role of every layer. Don't rely on your antivirus more than the actual antivirus company will advise you. The antivirus is good against specific attacks, the attacks that are known, the next variant of an existing malware. That's okay. But today, in this cybersecurity world, you should be aware that vulnerabilities become more sophisticated, malwares become more sophisticated. There are more than 300 million viruses a year. More than that, it's a number that you can't cope with, even if the antivirus company will tell you that they can't. So you have to be able to cope with the one that is really lethal and will be able to bypass the AV, because there will be that one that will bypass all of your systems and will eventually get in. What are you doing with this one? So the best solution that you can think of is a solution that is completely not based on knowing these viruses, not based on knowing your vulnerabilities. That's the way to go.
Yeah, you had referred in your marketing about the known knowns, the known unknowns, and the unknown unknowns.
Yeah, that's actually Donald Rumsfeld terms. He didn't refer to cybersecurity with that, I believe. But that's a great, it sets a great foundation for this this evolution of cybersecurity. The AV is great against the known attacks, the known viruses, the things that we already know. Then what they do is to create a list of all these viruses. That's what your antivirus is doing. You shouldn't believe that your antivirus can identify viruses. It can only look if this is a malware that has been seen before. That's how the antivirus is working. They release new lists every day, even three times a day because of the amount we talked about. Then comes the known unknown. The known unknown is the world of different new solutions that we used to call next-gen antivirus. These guys are taking all the known viruses and they try to create a more sophisticated engine that can detect things that are similar to the known. The latter one, the unknown unknown, this is the Spectre and the Meltdown of tomorrow. The thing that we have no clue about, that when they come, vendors will not say a word about them because they have nothing to do about them. And that's what you really need, a system that do not rely on any known things in order to detect.
And Nir, that's what's so exciting about Neutron's approach and your Paranoid platform. Can you please talk about Paranoid?
Yes, of course. So Paranoid is using exactly that model. Paranoid, as I already mentioned, is not relying on any known factors. I think that unlike almost any cybersecurity company, or at least the ones that we know, and we do know most of these companies out there, we are the only company that does not research threats. We do not research attacks, vulnerabilities, because we don't need to. Our solution is completely relying on understanding the good, how computers should work, how you really interact with your data, with the network. We map all the legitimate ways of doing dangerous activities. And by that, we can stop almost any type of threat. And even if there is a hardware-based vulnerability, it's okay. I mean, you will get there. You will have the access to that data, but what can you do with that? So once you will try to do anything harmful, we will stop you there. And we don't need to know all these vulnerabilities. We don't need to know any malware in order to do that.
That is such an awesome product, Nir. I think when we talk about traditional and the way that you still very important to have a antivirus and threat intelligence type of solution, but this is so complementary to that, and it gives people that added layer of protection. We can use that concept. We used to talk about the show Magnum PI, and they had a Doberman Pinschers come out. This is like that, where the people are trying to run away and the Doberman Pinschers jump right on top of them and stop them from leaving, kind of like the no escape clause. So with this new approach, I think that many people are going to be very interested in that you have this positive approach to information security that is complementary to your antivirus that people are running today. For more information on this, to schedule a consultation or a risk assessment for your business, please call us at 1-888-828-SVIN or email us at info@svin.biz or come to our website, svin.biz. And when we come back, we'll have some more thoughts on what you can do to protect yourself.
For questions or comments on today's program, call 1-888-828-7846. That's 888-828-SVIN. Now, back to Silicon Valley Insider. Once again, your hosts, Keith Koo and Jonathan Ziegler.
Welcome back to Silicon Valley Insider. I'm your host, Keith Koo, with my very special guest, cybersecurity expert Nir Geist, who's the founder and CTO of Neutron, a next-generation cybersecurity firm. And today we've been talking about the Meltdown and Spectre chip flaws that are prevalent in virtually every modern-day computer in the last 20 years, whether it's laptops, servers, or mobile phones. We had talked a lot about the fear, uncertainty, and doubt that's out there right now, but we're also talking about the positive versus negative approaches to dealing with this type of threat. Neutron has a very unique approach to cybersecurity, and it doesn't mean it replaces traditional antivirus endpoint security. It's simply a second line of defense, an added layer of protection. And that's what I really appreciate about your company.
Thank you. So absolutely, you can definitely add Neutron as an additional layer, no matter what security solutions do you have. So Paranoid is working at the lowest logical level of your computer, then hence we actually work in a great harmony with your antivirus or with whatever endpoint solution that you have there. What we will add is a layer that can detect things that we're able to bypass your antivirus. So eventually, if we look at all this chipocalypse, what you have to do is definitely assess again all your current layers of security. You have, as we already mentioned in the previous segment, understand what is the role of your antivirus or your endpoint solution. And you will find out that you have to have any additional layer that can detect things that are unknown. And that's the security that we add to your antivirus.
And I think not just adding to security, you're adding to the overall how of the machine works in itself, right? This is where traditional security, you're going to keep up with the operating system patching. You're going to keep up with individual applications. Those patches might sometimes be worse. The cure might be worse than the actual ailment, so to speak, in that you get the blue screen of death. It's going to harm your system in a different way. That's the beauty of your product. Your product is this added layer that doesn't necessarily cause any further damage to the host itself.
That's correct. But, you know, it's also a state of mind for your organization. When you get hit with such a lethal vulnerability that can be exploited to really steal everything from your organization, what are you actually doing? And that's the state of mind you have to understand, to adopt. Are you going to solve that vulnerability and go on? Or you will learn that you have a missing piece that to protect you against the next vulnerability, because vulnerabilities are not going anywhere. There will be always new vulnerabilities. So you have to think about how to solve the problem from the roots, not just solve this specific problem. That's what I call a state of mind. And you have to think about how you really detect and prevent the next vulnerability, the next flaw that will be exposed sooner or later.
One of the large customers that we can talk about, one of the largest metropolitan police forces in the United States, how are they using your product?
It's very interesting. They're not just deploy the system as a layer to protect against the unknown. They're also connected, actually, to Neutron. We have three different locations around the world working Follow the Sun that actually monitors actively some of our very sensitive customers. So we can actually see what's going on there. We can learn from that. We can help them in real time and respond to attacks.
So really, companies who are your customers can choose either to self-deploy or use your service.
Exactly. So if you want to manage yourself, if you feel comfortable running your own security, you can do that. There are some customers that prefer to do that this way. But some very sensitive customers, that includes law enforcement agencies, healthcare providers, airlines around the world, they are all connected to Neutron. And our team of experts that are really expert on the unknown attacks, they can help in real time to all these customers. They see what's going on in the sectors, and they can help them in real time.
Well, Nir, everything that you and Neutron are doing is great in the sense of next generation solutions, this positive approach to cybersecurity. I think that there's a lot of potential for you and your team. So thanks again for being in the studio. Once again, you've been listening to Silicon Valley Insider. We've been talking today about Meltdown and Spectre, these very large flaws that are not going away. We are referring to it as the Chipocalypse. If you need information, email us at info@svin.biz or call us at 1-888-828-SVIN. That's 1-888-828-7846. Or SVIN.biz, SVIN.biz. Thanks again for listening. See you soon.
You've been listening to Silicon Valley Insider with Keith Koo and Jonathan Ziegler. For questions or comments on today's program or to schedule a complimentary consultation with Keith or Jonathan about your business, call 1-888-828-SVIN. That's 1-888-828-7846. 888-828-SVIN. Be sure to listen again.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.